And tell these people it's a lot of work. They keep filling out job applications. Nobody calls them back. The next time you fill out a job application, do it for you. Have some fun with it. See, it's an insult anyway. It's 3 pages long. Stupid questions like, how many foreign languages can you speak? As if we're going to need this at the Waffle House. In every application you've ever filled out in your life, they got a place on there for you to put down your hobbies. They want to know about your hobbies. Why? Next time, put down bowling, breakdancing, or having fits, either one. Picking up aluminum cans. Driving around the neighborhood looking for cracks in the asphalt. And killing dogs. Where it says nearest relative, put 12 miles. And don't just forget about it. Go back every day and sit in their lobby. Stare at them. Tell them you want to change something on the application. For a split second, they'll have hope for you. Say, yeah, I don't kill dogs no more. Mark that out. Cats. I'm killing cats. See, life is short. Whether you live to be 80 or whether you live to be 40 or somewhere in between, in the total scheme of things we call this universe, life is short. You got to learn. I know people who will let early morning traffic congestion on the way to work ruin their whole day. With all the real problems in the world, that's a little bit silly, don't you think? Have a new attitude out there. You get bogged down in morning traffic, look at the man in the car next to you, give him a smile, and point at his wheel. He'll pull over and you can go right on through. Oh, man. Something I've seen all my life just got on my nerves some days ago. You ever be going down a two-lane highway, you come upon a truck in front of you. And on that truck, there'll be a sign that says, wide load. First of all, why is the sign even there? If you was going down the highway and you come upon a wide load, wouldn't you just mentally say to yourself, well, doggone. There goes a wide load. But no, they always put a sign back there. Could be a law, I don't know. But you look closer and they're hauling a house. Listen to me, there's a 3-bedroom home going down the highway. Have you ever said to yourself, and I bet you have because I'm telling that me and you think a lot. Have you ever said to yourself, who are these people? Why can't they be like the rest of us? When you and I get ready to move, we get in the car, we drive around, we look for another house. What, come over these nerds, huh? Had to be living at a place 10 or 12 years, sitting on the dinner table on a Sunday afternoon, staring out the window. They decided they were just sick of the view. Well, heck, honey, I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's just load this sucker up. Imagine going to visit a friend, and not only is he not home, but his house is gone.